USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New data from the CDC shows COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death in the United States last year. The virus killing 415,000 people in 2021, only behind heart disease with 693,000 deaths and cancer at 605,000 deaths. The number of deaths from the virus increased in 2021 with 60,000 more than the year prior. COVID-19 was also the third leading cause of death in 2020. President Biden is ripping Florida's Republican lawmakers for their decision to dissolve Disney's self-governing district. During a speech at a fundraiser on the West Coast, Biden saying there's nothing conservative about deciding you're going to throw Disney out of its present posture. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Former President Trump claims Russia feels emboldened as it invades Ukraine because of U.S. actions during the Obama-Biden administration. While on the Sean Hannity show, Trump says Obama and Biden allowed Russia to create a powerful alliance.
They drove Russia and China together. That was something that never could have happened.
The former president adding that he believes the next big threat for the world will be China. He says their military escalation will provide big challenges for the West. NASA's launch of a SpaceX rocket carrying crew 4 astronauts to the International Space Station is being delayed for this weekend because of bad weather. The space agency now says the launch won't happen before next Tuesday. The weather issue is complicating the safe return to Earth of the X-1 mission crew now on the space station. President Biden with nothing on his public schedule for Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A group that's historically voted for Democrats may be changing their tune in the upcoming 2022 midterm elections. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
One Florida politician says a large number of Hispanics are leaving the Democrat Party over the open border policies by the Biden administration. Representative Carlos Jimenez, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax.
We've been shouting and demanding action at the borders for over a year. I mean, I went down to the border with Leader McCarthy back in March of 2021, right after the president, you know, took office, and he changed all the Trump-era policies that were causing a huge problem at the, and a crisis at the border. All made, you know, this is all self-inflicted by the president, and I think it's something that he wants. Now the Democrats see that, hey, this is a problem politically, and now they are waking up, right? I don't think they're really waking up. They're waking up to the poll numbers, like you said. This has been a problem for well over a year, and now it's a little bit too late for them to start saying that, gee, we really have a problem down there. We've been having a big problem for over a year.
There hasn't been a Powerball winner in weeks, and that means one of the biggest jackpots of the year is up for grabs this weekend. Whoever picks the winning numbers for Saturday night's drawing will be at least $400 million richer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.